Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. and happy Memorial Day. Well, how happy is it for you? It may or may not be that happy for everyone who is with us today. You know, we know that there are various days that we commemorate, celebrate, acknowledge the activities of our military. And I guess it's going to depend on each person, each family, each neighborhood as to whether you find this a day to celebrate or not. One of the things I want us to do as we move forward this day is remember what it's about. And I think that we can probably agree that on one level or another, patriotism is at least part of the song, part of the picture, part of the commemoration. So with that in mind, let's hear little Katie singing the song that means so much to so many. It's entitled, very simply, God Bless America. I don't know what Katie's age is. She looked like she might be about 4 or 5 years old. And I do mean that literally. As she walked onto the baseball field, she strode out there confidently. The microphone was handed to her. She took that microphone, looked at the audience, and just started singing. And as you could hear there, she was singing a cappella. That's right. She took it on her own. She didn't need even a piano. She just sang. And I mean, she sang with confidence. She sang with authority. That little girl sang that song, one of our little girls. Don't get upset with me for saying that. I've said off and on for some time now that America, home sweet home. That's part of what the song sings about. Home sweet home. America, home, sweet home. It's home where we have so many children who are all our children. Don't we love our children? And the good news is there are many of us who love America's children regardless of the color of their skin. We realize these children are American citizens. We realize, even more importantly, they are human beings who are children, and we love our children. We see the different colors, and we care about them all. We recognize that there, a lot of our children are of different nationalities. We have children of different nationalities. I mean, we have children from India. We have children who are Native Americans. We have children from Nigeria. We have children from Swaziland. We have children from France. We have children from the UK. We have children from Haiti. We have children from Germany. We have children from America. And they all make America home. They all call America home, sweet home. They're all our children. And I tell you, it just does our hearts so much good when we hear one of our children, like little Katie, singing that song so passionately and so well. God bless America. We'll talk about the song some more as we go throughout the day. But as I mentioned, we are commemorating Memorial Day. And I definitely want to say to the families of the many families who have lost loved ones in the line of duty, military duty, we appreciate you for having been such a part of something so significant in the lives of many. Even when we're not really aware of all this going on, sacrifices that you've made, even as your military loved ones made sacrifices and ultimately gave their lives in the line of duty. We appreciate you, and we do commemorate your loved ones. What is Memorial Day? And as we look at Memorial Day, one of the things that we also look at is Veterans Day. And I know that one of the big questions is, what is the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day? Fair question. As a matter of fact, it's a good question. And I think it's important to, you know, be aware of what's going on here. With Memorial Day, we are remembering the men and the women who died while serving as soldiers. Whereas with Veterans Day, we're celebrating the service of all U.S. military veterans. Those who once served are still living, but no longer serving in the military. So Veterans Day celebrates our living veterans who are no longer serving, whereas Memorial Day commemorates the men and women who died in military service. So, again, we're talking about Memorial Day. That's our focus today, since this is Memorial Day. What was Memorial Day called originally? It wasn't always called Memorial Day. What was the other name that it was called before being called Memorial Day? I'm going to give you some clues. But here we go. It's a holiday currently observed every year on the last Monday of May. So, of course, this year is being held on May 28th. But again, the last Monday of May is the day that we commemorate Memorial Day. It marks the unofficial start now, of the summer vacation season, while Labor Day marks the end of the summer vacation season. Memorial Day, from latest to earliest, is slightly more likely to fall on which dates? Now remember, it's going to be the last Monday in May. Which dates is it more likely to fall on? It's just a slightly higher probability, but still a higher probability that it will fall on May 30th, May 28th, or May 25th. Then on May 27th, or May 26th. And slightly less likely to occur on May 31st or May 29th. Yeah, so we're dealing with some, reluctant to call it trivia. But we got some quizzing going on as we look at Memorial Day today. All right, so we've given you the answer to the second set of questions that we asked. Second question, which dates is Memorial Day slightly more likely to fall on, and then slightly less likely to fall on? Now, I'm going to be still giving you some clues. I was asking you about the name that we called this holiday before we called it Memorial Day. All right, so I'm going to be giving you some clues, but here we go. Many people on Memorial Day visit cemeteries and memorials, particularly to honor those who have died in military service. Many volunteers place an American flag on each grave in national cemeteries. And so, of course, that includes those who will have been buried, but no name was given because they may not have known every single one. Now, there was a practice, you know, in addition to going to these sites and planting flags, people sometimes decorate soldiers' graves with flowers. And they do consider that decorating with flowers. And it's an ancient custom. Soldiers' graves were decorated in the United States before and during the American Civil War. Some believe that an annual cemetery decoration practice began before the American Civil War, and as a result, it may reflect the real origin of the Memorial Day idea. Annual decoration days for particular cemeteries are still held on a Sunday in late spring or early summer in some rural areas of the American South, notably in the mountain areas. In cases involving a family graveyard, where remote ancestors as well as those who were deceased more recently are buried, this might take on the character of an extended family reunion to which some people travel hundreds of miles. People gather, put flowers on graves, and renew contacts with relatives and others. Often there's a religious service and a picnic-like, quote-unquote, dinner on the grounds, the traditional term for a potluck meal at a church. So, with me having given you that information, what would you say would have been the other name for this holiday before it was called Memorial Day? And I did give it to you. I gave it to you for real. But you had to be following kind of closely. All right. Some of you really picked up on it because I told you I was going to give you a clue before I started getting to that part of it. And some of you were really, really, you had those antennas up. You were listening sure enough. And some of you picked up on it, and you're right. Decoration Day. Decoration Day is what this federal holiday was called before it was called Memorial Day. Again, primarily due to the decoration through the use of flowers on the graves of the fallen. So now, that said, let me ask you again. What is the major difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day? There you go. You can sum it up just like that. You can say Memorial Day is for the deceased, whereas Veterans Day is for all, the living as well as the deceased. Because again, you know, we might be, it's primarily for the living. Because again, we're talking about all U.S. military veterans. And so whether they're veterans who retired after having served 22 years, they got out after serving 6 years, finished their time, they got out due to disability, veterans, people who once served, they're still with us, but they once served. So Memorial Day is for the deceased. Veterans Day is for the living. Now that said, I'd like to ask particularly questions of those of you who have lost loved ones while they were in the line of duty, while they were serving in the military. Memorial Day, Veterans Day. Does one of those holidays mean any more to you than the other? Or do you say, well, you know, I know that Memorial Day is the one that really focuses on my loved one who died in the line of duty, while Veterans Day is for the living veterans. But they both mean about the same to me. Because they're both about soldiers. They're both about those who have served in the military. And so one means just as much to me as the other. How many of you would say, well, I definitely understand where they're coming from. But for me, I lost a loved one who was serving in the military when he or she died. And so Memorial Day really does have a place in my heart that really touches more deeply than Veterans Day. And I'm asking you, how does that play out for you? And it doesn't have to be the same for all of us. How does it play out for you? What other holidays do you like to celebrate that bring to your mind our soldiers, even if you don't have a word that specifically references the military in the name of the holiday? For example, how many of you think about our military when we're celebrating Independence Day? How many of you think about the military when we are celebrating Juneteenth? And again, with Juneteenth, June 19th, shortened to Juneteenth, being the day that many celebrate and rejoice over the final freeing of the slaves in America. And of course, whether we're talking about Independence Day or whether we're talking about Juneteenth or both, we're talking about military involvement in bringing about both of these holidays. What do you think? Do you think about the military when Juneteenth comes around? June 19th every year. Independence Day, July 4th every year. You think about our military. I'm not saying you have to, and certainly I'm not even suggesting that you beat yourselves up if you don't. But there's a connection there. Now, let's take a look at connections and disconnects when it comes to these commemorations and celebrations.